Ezechiel. Chapter 8. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his waist even downward, fire, and from his waist even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand, and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looks toward the north, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. And, behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain. Then he said unto me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now in the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes in the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar this image of jealousy in the entrance. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, see ye what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel commits here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall, and when I had dug in the wall, behold a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they did here. So I went in and saw, and behold every form of creeping things, and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah the son of Shephon, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his idols? For they say, The Lord sees us not, the Lord has forsaken the land. He said also unto me, Turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house which was toward the north, and, behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and, behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and, lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury, my eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, and though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them.